With all the wet weather that we've got right across the Hunter at the moment, one thing that we usually have to pay attention out for is car crashes and keeping that safe distance between the vehicle in front of you. I know it seems that simple message, but from time to time, I think we're all guilty of not doing the right thing there. And like I said, with the rain, we've got to do what we can. So there is some talk that we would like to see an automatic emergency braking system right across all models of cars. And it is starting to filter through a little bit. From Road Safety Education, Greg Rappo's got some thoughts on that. Greg, your organisation backing calls for this new technology to be mandatory. What's your thoughts behind that and how's it going to save lives?
Oh, certainly. Well, our organisation, Road Safety Education Limited, obviously we're all about there trying to keep people safe out there, and this new technology that is now trickling down to in the marketplace out there, we know that it certainly can save lives, and so we're certainly making a call out there that anybody who's out there looking to purchase a new vehicle, they should always ask the question, does it have auto emergency braking? Because it really is a significant step that can make a difference, not just saving lives, but also the inconvenience and cost of any road crashes out there.
There is nothing worse, is it, when you just, if you've been the person that's caused it, you just tap or roll into the car in front of you and you shake your head thinking, no, I'm going to be off the road for weeks at a time.
That's right.
I've got to ring the insurance company. I've got to go through all of that rigmarole. The automatic braking, it's going to replace, well, I guess it's going to be an added extra to the human element in the car. Is there much thought on how well it's going to work?
Well, it certainly is. Well, it is amazing. The most common road crash out there is that rear-end crash, right? Something like 2 out of every 5 crashes on the road is a vehicle running into the vehicle in front of them. And, you know, and that often occurs for a whole lot of reasons, right? People not leaving an appropriate gap there. Our organisation has a recommendation out there, and, you know, most government guidelines that you should have a 3-second gap between you and the car in front of you. But for various reasons, people often don't do that. And so those rear-end crashes are just too common out there. And, of course, there can be special circumstances. I mean, sometimes there's a lot of road glare or something, and it's hard to see exactly what's in front of you sometimes. Extreme weather conditions, right, that can increase the chance of having a rear-end crash out there. So this technology, which, as I said, is becoming available, is certainly can really reduce that.
Greg, you mentioned different road conditions. I know when I come into work around 7 o'clock in the morning, there is one hill that I have to go up and down, and the sun is just, it's like a corridor for the sunshine. And if there are a few moments, you virtually cannot see what's going on a sunny day. A bit different to what we've got today, though. But
that's true.
But I guess in a situation like that where you may not see, you might think you're far back from the vehicle in front of you. I guess if you got close enough with this technology, that's where it would jump in and save you.
That's true. I mean, these are all support. I mean, there's no replacement for, you know, being a driver who's aware of the situations out there and leaving appropriate gaps, right? Just like a lot of other technology that is now put into motor cars, right? This is just one extra thing that can certainly help everyone stay safe on the road. And I think any time we do talk about, you know, road safety and technology, we really need to pause and think a little bit that the fact is that on Australian roads last year, 1,300 people lost their lives. I mean, it's just an amazing thing. We do lose track of that sometimes, and that's forgetting the many more thousands of people who are seriously injured in crashes. So, you know, road trauma is such a big issue out there, and any time someone's touched, you know, in a personal way, right, it certainly hits home very hard. So any new technology such as this, auto emergency braking, we need to get on board with that because we want everyone to arrive home safe at the end of the day.
Greg, is there a downside to it? Could we maybe become, once it does filter through and it's just a thing, like, you know, once there were no seatbelts and now there are seatbelts, is there a chance that there might be a downside as we become a bit more complacent and reliant on it?
There's always a danger in that area, but I think that's not a reason that, you know, we shouldn't have it in there. It's a good supplement to reinforce, you know, being a good, aware, safe driver out there. Anything that can help it and reduce that chance of a crash, I really think we need to jump on board with it. And there is no doubt that every authority around the world is realising that emergency braking is the way to go. And I have no doubt that it'll be essentially compulsory in all cars in very short period of time, right? So, because it is such a great technology out there.
Mm. Do you have a potential time frame for that coming through that you think might be realistic?
Well, now it's becoming available in mainstream cars, so this is up to, you know, the authorities out there, but I have no doubt that in probably the next 2 or 3 years that certainly to receive the 5-star rating, you'll certainly have to have the AEB. So, and that's really the top rating that people should be looking for. So apart from being compulsory, just if you want to have a 5-star car, which everyone wants, and the manufacturers are seeking to have a 5-star car, they'll certainly make this technology available. So within the next couple of years, there's no doubt if you go and buy a vehicle, it'll have AEB. EB in it, because it's a way to go, just like having seat belts in it, just like having a whole lot of other technology in motor cars, yes.
Wow, 2 years, that'll be here before you know it. Greg, just very quickly before I let you go, you've got a road safety campaign coming up in the Hunter shortly. You want to tell us about?
Yeah, we certainly are very pleased to speak about that. Our organisation, Road Safety Education Limited, our main activity out there is providing road safety education for our novice drivers. We provide a program called RIDA, R-Y-D-A, and we've actually just celebrated that 500,000 students have now attended the RIDA program. We have venues all around Australia, and we're very pleased we have a venue up in Newcastle, and so a lot of the local Newcastle high school students will have a chance to attend the RIDA program, and they'll learn all about staying safe on the road, and we have a practical stopping distance demonstration there where we'll talk about things such as auto emergency braking and the need for a 3-second gap and all these other issues about choosing a safe car and making smart decisions on the road. So it's great the RIDA program will be coming to Newcastle. If anybody wants to find out more, they can do a quick Google search and just search for RIDA Road Safety Education, RYDA. That'll take them to our website and all the details are there, and we'd love to have some more students come along to learn all about staying safe on the road.
We certainly do, Greg, and I know I've moved into the next phase of life when I sit around the roads and I say, those no good P-platers, look what they're doing.
listen, that's where we are all out there trying to make our P-plate drivers safer. And it is something to recognise that our young drivers are getting a lot better these days. They are recognising they can make some smart decisions, and attending such as the RIDA program, the number of young people cool on the road has come down dramatically over the last 10 years, simply because of graduated licensing and road safety education programs such as RIDA. So we know if we can work together, we can reduce that toll. But again, we talk about numbers, and I think we need to remember that last year, 264 young people lost their lives on the road last year. We need to be doing more. We want to keep them safe. Everyone wants to arrive home at the end of the day. So let's make sure our community recognises that and does everything possible. And certainly road safety education is part of that.
Well said, Greg. Thank you for the work that your organisation is doing. You did say, though, that P-plate drivers are getting a little better. You obviously haven't been in the car with the P-plate as I have lately, but that's another story. Keep up the great work, Greg. You have a great morning.
Great. Thanks for the opportunity to speak about road safety education. Really appreciate it.
Anytime. That's Greg Rappo from Road Safety Education talking with us about, among other things, automatic emergency braking.